land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this hump day, Wednesday, December 27, 2023 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us a day late is Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. Good morning, Ian. Good morning, sir.
Can you hear me?
I got you now, brother. Hey, how was your Christmas? How did things go over there at the Iron Pig?
Well, I'll tell you, this was the first year that we stayed open for Christmas Day, and I'll tell you, it was jam-packed. We were open for about 6 hours, and it was nonstop. There was a lot of people out hanging around, even though we have virtually no snow here in Gaylord.
Right.
It was a great day. It was a nice turnout.
Well, you know, it's funny. We were trying to lay out our itinerary for going to a hotel Christmas Day over in Alpena. And we wanted to go see that movie, Boys in the Boat, that George Clooney is the director of. Great movie, by the way. If you got a chance to go sneak away to Gaylord Cinema there and catch it, it's a great movie. We really enjoyed it. And Vicky's like, well, we're going to be on the road. We got to find a place to eat. And I go, well, we can go to the Iron Pig on our way to Alpena. And she's like, yeah, but I want to go out to dinner in Traverse City at the Olive Garden with the family Christmas Eve. And she's like, okay, we can't be eating out this much. So I said, okay, never mind. I'll do a chuck roast. You know, I'll cook, slow cook one for Christmas Day dinner, and then we'll take off. But in the process, I was calling a lot of restaurants over in your area to see if they were open Christmas Day. And everybody's closed. Everybody's. Lucky Steakhouse, Applebee's, every place I called. And I said, well, there's one place open on Christmas Day, and they're like, yeah, well, which one is that? And I said, Iron Pig's going to be open. She's like, oh, good. Thank you so much for telling me. I'll start sending people to them. So you got some Applebee customers. You got Lucky Steakhouse customers. They were going to start referring people to your place there. What were your actual hours on Christmas Day?
We did noon to 6, so folks had time to wake up and have breakfast or go to church and relax, do their thing.
And presents,
and we can't serve alcohol until noon on Christmas Day as well. By law.
Yeah.
So we figured, and you know, we take volunteers from our staff who want to earn time and a half or don't have Christmas plans that morning or day. So we kind of take volunteers who wants to work. And you know what? If we don't have any volunteers to work, we won't open. Or my wife and I will work because we're here most of the time anyways. So really, it's a great opportunity for our crew to make some really good money when, in a time right now, we don't have many tourists up here. So it was nice to see the restaurant full, kind of like a regular weekend for a holiday. And I'll tell you, every holiday that we've remained open, we've had great support doing so.
Yeah. And it was amazing, too. One thing that as we were driving through, the number of cars, I think we came through there around, it was about 3:30-ish, 4 o'clock. And, man, right there in front of your place on Main Street, you know, the parking was full, and I'm sure there was cars in the back as well. And I said, well, good for Ian and the crew that did. And like you say, a lot of people now celebrate Christmas Eve is when they do the presents thing and all that and let the family go back to their homes, you know, Christmas Day. So it actually proved to be productive for you.
Yeah, and my wife and I don't have kids, and, you know, our families are kind of scattered. So we have, you know, almost 2 weeks of Christmas and birthdays leading up to Christmas. So our Christmas Day generally is spent here at the restaurant with our friends in the afternoon anyway. So we just decided, heck, let's just open up and we'll see what happens.
Good deal. Served a lot of people. Excellent. Very good. We're going to take a short break. We're going to talk about Lansing. We're going to bring Mr. Murphy into Lansing discussion. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
The Well Connect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment with Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. One of the stories that I talked about, Ian, that they are looking at for 2024, doing a study, feasibility study at this point. They're talking about implementing toll roads in Michigan. And I explained the history of freeways, why we've had freeways in Michigan, only state in the country basically called freeways, and got into the history of it and all that. But want to get your take, your impression overall of what you think about implementing toll roads. How could that affect tourism? How could that affect the Iron Pigs business there in Gaylord?
You know, it's a great question, and I'll be curious to see what the feasibility studies have to say about it. generally, I'll say I don't necessarily think toll roads are a bad thing. I understand the concept of them, but generally, in my experience, the toll roads that I have used also aren't in the best of shape, right? I mean, that's part of the big gripe about Michigan is our roads are terrible, right? Well, we're not the only Midwestern state that suffers from this malady. What are the other states doing? Are they using comparable products, you know, on the roadways when repaving this, that, and the other?
Right.
I think all kind of needs to be included in that feasibility study. I'm sure it won't, but I could see, given our economic climate, you know, placing a toll road between here and Grayling may have a negative impact. It may force people off the freeway onto Old 27, you know, which has suffered since I-75 has been built for obvious reasons.
Sure.
And you could see an economic boost along Old 27 that hasn't been seen in 70 years. I don't know. I think it's an interesting concept. I understand it. When I have come across toll roads, I certainly don't avoid them, I guess. I pay them. Usually it's a nominal fee. But it'll be interesting to see what this feasibility study has to say about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing, I gave an example, the Traverse City trip for New Christmas Eve, then heading over, you know, through your part of the woods over on the way to Alpena. Had the meeting yesterday in Roger City, back to Alpena to pick up Vicky and Mr. Snoop from the hotel, came and watched the movie in Gaylord, came on home, 300 miles round trip, and at 6 cents per mile would have been $18 that I would have had to pay. But my question is, does that mean now we're going to get rid of the fuel tax that we're
right.
all paying at the pump?
Right.
Or is this additional taxation? So a lot of questions. Just wanted to get your overall take on
well,
it. You
I
don't
mean,
necessarily think it would be a bad thing for the Iron Pig.
I can see it in both directions. But my thing is exactly where you're at with the gas tax. You know, are we going to see an improvement? And is there going to be enough transparency in whatever systems they're setting up for tracking how this money is collected and then spent? We know that this state has a serious issue with transparency. So I would like to see the gas tax removed, but you know, politicians most have never met a tax that they didn't like, especially
yeah.
when it's there and it's implemented. You're now going to repeal a gas tax? I highly doubt that.
Exactly. Well, one thing that I've been pushing for, and I'd like more people like you and others to start really promoting this with our state representatives and state senators. And every time you're in Lansing, maybe if you're at the State of the State address again, you can start spreading the word. They need to get rid of MDOT. Down in Lansing, that bureaucratic agency is so totally mismanaged. It's top-heavy in management. I mean, how many times have you gone by an MDOT project and there's 5-6 guys standing outside smoking cigarettes and one guy down in the hole with a shovel?
I'll tell you, these folks, listen, I've got some friends that work for MDOT.
Yeah.
Great people. They do some good work. But I will tell you, they have some of the nicest equipment available. And I'm
yep.
not necessarily saying that they shouldn't, but the people that should are the first responders and our police. Now, a road construction pickup, I don't think that we need to be buying a brand new fleet every 3 years. I'm just using that as an example.
Sure.
You know, we're almost at our constitutional limit for executive branch agencies. We need to vastly cut back state government. I mean, and federal government, too. But this is to me the crux of the entire thing. And we're talking about raising taxes. A new commission just came out and said, well, we better raise taxes. So this is why I'm saying I don't see that gas tax going away in lieu of a toll road. I see them trying to take in more and more taxes. I mean, this clean energy bill that's coming through, I'm waiting for them to slap me with a some kind of tax for burning cherry wood in our smoker. I'm not even kidding.
Right, exactly. Well, one of the things that I would like to see is that money from MDOT and that huge, I believe, $9 billion a year budget with all that fine equipment you're talking about, that should be given to the individual county road commissions and the individual counties responsible. I don't care if you got I-75 in Otsego County. You know, I don't care about M-32 or whatever roads are out there. You fix them. If they're in your county, fix them at the local level and get rid of all this top-heavy management and wasteful spending we have in Lansing, MDOT. It's completely being mismanaged.
Yeah, and I think you said it right there is key. Top down. I've been having a lot of conversations. In fact, we've got a podcast coming out tonight talking about the Michigan Republican Party.
Yep.
And some of the things that are going on with Christina Caramo and some of those other things. And a lot of Republicans are feeling like there's all of a sudden this top down approach instead of a grassroots from the county level upwards. So you hit the nail on the head, in my opinion. It's a top down thing. And that's kind of exactly opposite of what most of us believe in.
Yeah, and if there's a possibility, I'd like to be part of that, because it is not true what a lot of these people are saying about top down in the Michigan Republican Party. I know Christina personally. I know what she's doing. I know how she's doing it at the local county level. And a lot of this false narrative that's being spread out there, I don't know who you plan to have on the podcast, but I'd love the opportunity to debate them on it, because it's not what they're projecting it to be. And if you'd like some inside information, I'd love to participate. But one thing that I'm looking at in state government and how it relates to your industry, restaurants. I talked to another restaurant owner, and they're not, you know, hearing anything like you about mask mandates coming, any of that. You know, we're heading into an election year, and they're supposedly not really too alarmed about COVID at this point and other, you know, viruses that potentially could be out there. Warm weather, kind of keeping the flu season at bay for now, but cold weather, it's on its way. But they were saying that one thing that's interesting is how the people are responding to the businesses staying open. A lot more of them staying open through the winter this year, saying they're not shutting down. They can't afford to shut down. Are you hearing similar information out there from other business owners?
I'm hearing a little bit in both directions. And I do want to say really quickly, I did receive a distressing phone call from a friend yesterday that was basically kicked out of Aspen Retirement Home over here in Gaylord because she was not wearing a mask.
Whoa.
So there is something going on here in Otsego County. I have not figured out exactly what. I've got some feelers out. But I did receive a phone call. Some staff and administrator at Aspen Village or whatever the heck it's called over here.
Sure.
Very nice facility. But yeah, she was removed, asked to leave the building while visiting her grandma the day after Christmas because she did not have a mask on. And the administrators cited, we have to do what the CDC and what the health department says. So we're looking a little bit more into that right now.
Good to know. Good to know. Because they're saying, and I'm still getting this from other sources in Lansing, is that they are going to bring back the mask mandates here probably right after the first of the year. And they're pointing specifically at restaurants again. They're looking at churches. And they also said the one thing that was really surprising is any governmental agency, they may force them back to working from home. And I thought, well, haven't they been working from home all along? I don't know of any offices other than Secretary of State that have actually gone back to work in person.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that either. But there is something, you know, a remark was made to my friend about there is a positive case of COVID in the nursing home. Therefore, masks are in play again or something to that effect.
Gotcha.
So I'm checking with our law. You know, I've got a lawsuit citing six of these statutes. So I want to know if they're still trying to use one of these statutes, because that's important
yeah,
to our case and to everybody. You know, the big question is, what are my rights? What are my rights now versus 3 years ago? I'm done with this nonsense. What can I do, or how do I go about bucking the system? That's one of the number one questions I'm getting right now.
Right. Got actually a couple of text messages. They had purchased the last minute gift cards. Just wondered if you ever bottom lined on your price slide for those gift certificates people bought.
We did. I think we ended up getting it down to like $16.85 for a $25 gift card for that last minute one.
Okay, very good. Because I got that from a couple of folks. They heard you on the show and they were last minute stocking stuffers on both of them, the text messages. So greatly appreciate you offering that up for them. One thing that we are looking at, of course, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. What's going on over there at the Iron Pig?
New Year's Eve, we've got live music here. We'll be open like we usually are. What is it? Sunday night? Monday night? I can't even keep
Sunday.
Track anymore.
Right? Yeah, Sunday night.
Yeah, it's going to be business as usual, so we'll have some entertainment New Year's Eve, and then we'll be open New Year's Day, regular hours. Again, I don't think we're allowed to serve until a little bit later than usual,
yep.
But we'll be open, same stuff. I do predict there to be some snow by then. I can't say how much.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, the thing of it is, they did say that moisture is there. They're just waiting for the temperatures to drop. So we might end up with a white New Year's Day out of the deal. And, of course, you'll be playing the games, I'm sure, the big game, Michigan, Alabama there at the Pig.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We'll have all the games on.
Yeah, excellent, excellent. One last question. The hours, are they going to change? They're looking after New Year's. They're coming up for dinner with some friends, and they just wanted to know what your hours are going to be starting in the new year, 2024.
The best way to put it is our hours are generally 7 days a week, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. We do stay a little bit open later on the weekends. And then we do breakfast Saturday and Sunday, 9 to noon as well. So anytime between 11 and 10 o'clock, you can definitely get something to eat. Order online, ironpigsmoke.com. DoorDash it, whatever. However we can get barbecue in your face, that's what we're going to do.
That's what we're going to do. So, again, New Year's Eve party this Sunday night, December 31st. Of course, be open for the ball drop and all that.
Yep.
And then New Year's Day, January 1st, open and looking at and watching the football game. So greatly appreciate that. One last quick question. The FuelCastTV.com, is that the correct address for your new podcast?
FuelCastTV.com. Yep, we're going to be dropping a new episode tonight. It was pre-recorded a few days ago with a discussion with Bree Mogenberg, who's down in, I believe, District 2, maybe, is it around?
Yeah, she's the big leader. Bree. I know Bree totally, and I'm looking forward to debating her anytime, any place. But, yeah, if it's pre-recorded, can't do it tonight. But, she's good friends with one of the losers that lost the chairman's race to Christina.
You know what? We'll set something up because, I do want to get both sides of this. You know, I'm not Republican and I'm learning more about these things. So
yes.
I definitely want to have the other side of the coin.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you do a podcast with me and we'll do a point counterpoint to everything Bree talked about in her podcast with you tonight.
Sure. Absolutely. I'm totally down for that.
All right. Cool. Again, ironpigsmoke.com is the website. You can order online for carry out, or go, better yet, go in there, sit down, and enjoy some beverages with your food. So we absolutely appreciate you, Ian, and appreciate you. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, brother, as always. Happy New Year.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.